Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast. In this podcast, I talked to Ben. He's gained over 300,000 followers from my mentorship program since March, and I want you guys to hear from him his best tips for growing on TikTok. Let's get right into it.
So my name is Ben Ledbetter. I make like factual content, and I have a little bit above 330,000 followers.
Beautiful. What can people expect from you in the future? Are you going to like make a YouTube channel, just focus on TikTok? How are you thinking about this?
I haven't really thought or like planned it all out yet, but the goal was to transfer to YouTube eventually. I've made some videos, but it was months ago during quarantine, so I haven't really expanded on that. But the goal is definitely to make more content for YouTube.
Yeah, just kind of messing around.
Yeah.
So explain to everybody, how quickly did you grow to 300K on TikTok? Was that like an overnight thing? Like when did you get started? What'd that look like?
So I started making content consistently, like I would say early March probably, and I wasn't gaining a lot of traction. And then I started watching your videos and I implemented some of the tips you gave me. And then about in a month and a half, I went from about 10,000 to 100,000 since I think it was like end of July to now, I gained over 230,000.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How are you thinking about that? Does it feel weird that you have a lot of followers? It's
so surreal because like my friends, a lot of my friends like know I'm on TikTok and they're like, how'd you do that? And I was like, well, I just kind of like watched a guy named Robert Benjamin on YouTube, watch his videos, and he really helped me out a lot. It's so surreal. It's like when I got the app, not in a million years did I think I would have this many followers. It's wild to think.
Are you, So like you work right now? Or are you in college? Like what else?
I'm a junior marketing major in college right now.
Where do you go?
It's a small school about an hour south of Pittsburgh called Waynesburg.
Oh, there you go. Do you want to work in marketing or?
Yeah, that's the goal. I want to do sports marketing. So I don't want to work like Pirates, Steelers, Barstool, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be a cool job for sure.
That'd be fucking sick. I know a couple people work in Barstool and they all love it.
Yeah, it seems like a good gig and I'm sure it pays pretty well too. So
that's awesome. So from what you've learned in college, do you think any of what you learn like applies to like what you've been doing with TikTok, or like how do you think about like what you're learning in college? Because you're probably learning much about marketing just TikTok, right?
Well, I actually originally I was going for sports broadcasting, so I'm like in front of the camera, like I'm not initially I was nervous, but then like I wasn't because I was like I put a few videos out and I wasn't nervous, so I could like be myself. Mm-hmm. And after you get over those first few videos, I mean, just kind of it came naturally for me just because I had that broadcasting background, but also you know I took a public speaking class, so I mean that really helped me out too. And with marketing, you know, there's just like grabbing your viewers' attention. I mean, it's not like obviously on usually marketing's not, you know, on TikTok or whatever, but I think just, you know, they always emphasize like hooking the user in, and that's kind of what you emphasize in your videos too. So
yeah, well, you see it like kind of in real life, right? Because you're actually
absolutely
something, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. So you're a big Steelers fan, I'm gonna guess.
Yep.
You like Ben Roethlisberger?
I do. I was a big Ben fan growing up. 30 minutes outside of Pittsburgh. So
the Steelers, what are they? They're 2-0 right now?
Yeah, they beat the Broncos and then they beat the Giants the first week.
I want to hear your prediction right now. Did the Steelers go all the way?
Man, there's so many factors, like injuries. That's the only thing. Like, I think they can make a far.
I don't want to hear about injuries. I don't want to hear any nonsense. Are the Steelers going all the way? Yes or no? How big of a Steelers fan are you?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say they're going to. Yes? I mean, I say that every year because I'm a huge Steelers fan. So will it happen? I hope so, but that's my prediction. Because, you see, the Patriots don't have Tom Brady anymore. They have Cam Newton, and the Steelers have never lost to Cam Newton. Last time they played, they beat him by like 35 points on Thursday Night Football. I was actually working that game.
Oh, so you worked for the Steelers?
No, I worked. So in our department in college, they give us opportunities to work for the Steelers. And so I worked as a stats guy for one of the Steelers games.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
Yeah, it was ESPN. It was an ESPN truck. Wait, no, it was Fox. But it was still really cool.
Did like one of your professors work for them or something like that? Like, how do you guys have that game?
There's this one guy that used to work here. He was freaking insane, but that's beside the point. He had all these crazy connections. He was like 70 years old and worked in this university like 2 years after he graduated from here. And so like he hasn't left here, but he got fired because he was like going mentally insane. But I mean, besides that.
Mentally insane. Was he like pulling a Kanye West and like pissing on awards? Like, what
are you doing? No, he was just like, I don't know. Like, he would be, like, really nice one day, and then the other day he would just be a total asshole with everybody. So it was just kind of, like, mixed.
They got rid of him? They terminated him? They're like, yo, yeah. You get out of here?
They kind of, like, forced him to quit, like, retire. They, like, forced him to retire. They're like, either you quit or we fire you, kind of thing.
That's crazy. So how small of a school is it? Like, how many students?
Oh, super small. It's, like, 1,500. So it's a super small school, but
I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure the college that I went to, it was, I think, 1,500 people to begin with. But like by the time that I would have graduated, it was like 6,000 or 7,000 people. Like they grew like crazy.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Like, they grew so quickly that like they had whatever happened. They were building like new freshman dorms and they didn't get finished. And they literally had to like buy a hotel and fucking put students in a hotel.
Yeah. That's crazy. Wow.
You know, what kind of scene do they have at your college? Is it like a bar scene, like apartment?
No. It's like in the middle of nowhere. So it's in between Pittsburgh and WVU. So like there's no like, it's not a party school by any means or anything. It's like really small. It's a Christian school. So it's dry. Uh-huh. But like its faith is like what the basis of the campus is. But off of that, I mean, it's a good community and everything, but there's just not a lot to do here. So a lot of people go down to like pre-COVID, everyone would go down to WVU or Slippery Rock, which is another huge party school like in PA. So like there's really nothing here, but off campus, there's a few things like close by.
Mm-hmm. So like, what do you guys do for fun there? Sports?
Oh yeah. People go hiking because there's a state park about half an hour from here in Morgantown, which is where WVU is. And a lot of people
so that's
go
like
there.
Really close to fucking WVU.
Yeah. We're like half an hour from WVU from here.
Oh, that's not bad at all then.
No, not at all. But like, there's no like restaurant. So the biggest restaurant besides like fast food chains we have is Bob Evans. And that's about like 5 minute drive. And that Bob, I think it's in Ohio and Indiana and PA. Like, so it's like, I think it's like just those three states, but it's a really good like breakfast kind of like restaurant.
It looks like Denny's kind of.
Yeah, it's like a Denny's or IHOP.
There's a huge difference between Denny's and IHOP where I'm from. Is it closer to Denny's or IHOP?
I would say Denny's.
Denny's?
I think so. Because, yeah, Denny's and IHOP are a lot different. I would probably say closer to Denny's.
Mm-hmm. You know what else? I kind of get the vibe of, what's the name of that place? It's like Brown. It's always like near like road trips and rest stops. Fuck, this is going to kill me. Serve food like all day.
I have no idea.
Fuck, I need to look this place up. Cracker Barrel.
Oh, yeah, Cracker Barrel. Yeah.
Kind of like that? Or no?
No.
It's like its own kind of, I guess.
Because, I mean, they do have lunch and dinner food, but it's mainly breakfast. Like, they'll serve breakfast all day, but their breakfast is definitely the best food. Like, I've had their lunch food, and it's not nearly as good.
Uh-huh. Do they have Chick-fil-A down there?
Oh, yeah.
Chick-fil-A. Are you into Chick-fil-A?
I love Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is definitely my favorite fast food.
Really?
Yeah.
I have never had it before.
You've never had Chick-fil-A?
Never had Chick-fil-A. Oh. I tried to get it this Sunday. I was like, fuck it. You know what? It's Sunday.
All right. When you go, you can't go on Sundays. It's closed on Sundays.
Fucking closed.
You got to get the Chick-fil-A sauce. It's like.
Is it good?
It's so good. I don't even know how to compare it. It's like a honey mustard, but it's like a sweet honey mustard, and it's really good. I think kind of like a mayo and honey mustard crossover. Like, it's like that kind of consistency, but it's really good.
Barbecue sauce, lemon juice, yellow mustard, and mayo are the ingredients.
Yeah, it's super good. It's super good.
It looks kind of good. All right, it's amazing. So 300K on TikTok. Are you still growing quick, or is it starting to
No, it really – well, it was. I got to college. I just hit 200K, and that was not even a month ago. That was, like, right about a month ago. And then I don't know if you saw the one trend, but it was Nathan Triska kind of started it, and it was like, if you're seeing this video, it's a sign, and then, like, for good luck, press this, like, all these different things. And I did one of those videos, and I had, like, 210K when I made the video. The next day I woke up, I was at 260,000 followers.
That's insane.
And, yeah, that video got, I think, over 300,000 views. Or I think I posted, like, two of them. So I, like, made two different ones, and I posted them. And those two combined got me, like, 50,000 followers, which was insane. And so, like, I went from 210 to 260K, like, basically overnight, which was crazy.
That's insane.
And I was like, wow. Like, I didn't think that was going to happen. I was just testing it out to see if it worked kind of thing. And it did, and I was like, whoa, that's crazy. And I think I reposted it like once or twice after that again. Nathan Triska. I think he has like 5 million followers or something.
Nathan Triska. I'm gonna look him up quick. Nathan, and I suggest everybody that's listening to this to duet this video. Holy shit, he's got 10.3 million now.
Oh wow, yeah. That was like his original video was probably like a month ago, and then I saw it, and then like 2 weeks later I did it, and it went off, and I was like, "Whoa!"
I'm gonna duet this video. I'm setting an alarm. Duet Nathan Triska. I'm gonna put your name in there too. I might duet one of yours too. How long ago was like the most recent repost? And then also tell everybody your handle and like spell it out so they can.
All right. So the most recent, I think I did like two or three days ago. It only got like 2,000 views, but the original post got over 230,000, but my handle is at Ben, B-E-N, and then underscore Ledbetter, L-E-D-B-E-T-T-E-R.
And you posted that at night and woke up to that, right?
Yeah, like I started growing. I think I got like 3,000 followers or something, and then I went to sleep or woke up and I had like a huge following. That's and I was insane. Like, whoa, that's crazy.
Have you been going live or anything like that? Or
I try to go live at least 3-4 times a week. Mm-hmm. Maybe more depending on my schedule, but yeah.
Do you have a like a roommate or anything in college? Or
I do have a roommate. Yeah, sometimes he joins me on my lives, and
you get him.
Yeah, he's cool. Actually, before this year, I never met him. I had a roommate last year. Stuff happened. I don't want to go into it, but I got a new random roommate this year, and he's actually really cool. He's a senior, so yeah,
that's not bad. So I loved my roommate in college, but there were so many. I played lacrosse, and there were so many people that I was like, fuck y'all, if that guy was my roommate, I would have fucking left here, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. There's a lot of people here that I'm like the same way with. I'm like, cool, thank God that dude's not my roommate.
Yeah, I would have been out. So what's it like, because I think you're the first person I've had on the podcast that's in college right now. What's it like being in college right now with COVID?
It's weird. I mean, it's weird not being able to breathe in class, but I mean,
you have to wear a mask the whole time.
Yeah, we have to wear a mask unless we're eating or we're in our dorms, and that sucks. And there's like so many colleges, even like huge campuses, that you're allowed to have your mask when you're outside, and you only have to have it when you're in class. And I'm like, that's insane to me, because everywhere we go, we have to have the mask on unless we're eating or in our rooms.
So,
which is crazy.
Do they have curfews and shit? Like, can you still hang out with people, or like, what's the deal with that?
You can only have a certain number of guests over the time. So and you're only allowed to have two.
Are you keeping track of that, or like?
I mean, the RAs kind of are like monitoring it, but my RA doesn't care. He's pretty cool. But some of the other RAs have like given people like, they're like not allowed to have people in the room for the rest of the semester because they had more than two people or they were past the hours.
Really?
And so yeah, I was like, well, that sucks. But
I had one shitty RA in college, and I hope he's listening to this. And we used to fucking destroy his room. We used to like draw dicks on the walls and stuff and Sharpie.
That's hilarious.
The exit signs, we used to fucking smash. It did give you a little glimpse of what I was like in college. But we used to just destroy shit because this guy fucking sucked. So we had a thing. It was like, you can't have a girl in your room like after like 11 p.m. or something stupid like that on the weekdays.
Yeah, we have that rule too.
Yeah, and like he would enforce that. Meanwhile, like the dorms that I was in freshman year, there were three levels. The bottom floor was all girls. The middle floor, all guys. The top floor, all girls. So it's like, dude, what do you mean we can't have fucking girls here? We have a 2-to-1 ratio going. You don't expect us to have girls, you know? Like, and we used to just destroy shit just to piss this guy off. It was
fun. Yeah, we're not allowed to have co-ed dorms because it's a Christian campus. Yeah. So, like, there's three total guy dorms, and there's, like, five total girl dorms. Like, the ratio is insane.
Good ratio going, too.
Yeah, I think it's for every three girls, there's one guy on our campus.
Really?
So, yeah, there's a lot more girls.
I might sign up.
Yeah, there's, like, I think, yeah, so 1,500 students. So, there's, like, not a lot of guys. But all the guys, I think there's like 80% of the guys that are here play sports.
That's how it was in my school too. It was like everyone was an athlete. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, I'm not, but a lot of my friends are.
Are you in like a frat or anything? Or
no, that's a long story, but we don't have Greek life because of an incident that happened like 20 years ago.
Do they have like underground Greek life or no?
No.
I have a...
They have like, there's like the football guys have a house. And so a lot of people go there. And then there's a few other guys, or other, like the cross country team has one. I think the soccer team has one. Mm-hmm. I don't think I think wrestling might too. But
oh, you guys have wrestling there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our wrestling team's like really good.
Really?
There was a state champ or a national champ 2 years ago.
That's crazy. D2?
D3.
That's awesome. So what's the deal? Like, do you get to like graduate early because of COVID or anything like that? Or no? Like, what? Does that affect
no.
Like, graduate late because of it? Like, does that affect anything or not really?
No, our classes are like are still meeting regularly, and we still have like the same assignments we would if we were in class. The only difference is they're not allowed to hand us actual paper. So all of our assignments are online and all of our tests are online.
Really?
Which is really, yeah.
So can so you, it's like while you're taking the, I don't want to incriminate you, but like theoretically,
yeah, I mean,
speaking, like,
theoretically you could. I mean, the teacher's like, you can use your notes.
Uh-huh.
So they like don't care. They're like, well, you know, you're going to cheat if we don't say anything. So you can use your notes.
I'm like, okay. It's probably so easy then, right?
Yeah. I mean, I had a test today and it was still really hard even using my notes because it's like it's business law.
Uh-huh.
And business the teachers law
sucked. That class.
Yeah. It's awful.
Are they going over like ethics and all that shit? Like fucking
YouTube. I think we just start. I think we're starting that like this week. Ethics.
Yeah, that's it.
Fuck. But we just went over like different like situations in court, and it's just like, oh my gosh, like, how am I not like sleeping already? Yeah. Like, yeah, it's yeah.
I forget the terms, like tort and like all.
Yeah, we learned about torts.
Yeah. You're never gonna use that shit in your life.
Oh, I know. I'm just – and the girl – like, the lady that teaches, she's, like, an actual lawyer, too. And I'm, like – so she makes it way harder than it needs to be, of course. But
you'll never need so any of that shit. None of it. The good thing – you said that you did public speaking, right? That's, like, the mm-hmm. number – you'll probably get more value out of that than anything else in college.
Absolutely. I agree.
You know? Especially, like, even making videos, too, for TikTok and YouTube. Like, that's going to make you such a better public speaker and things like
that. Oh, 100%. 100%.
Know? But all right, cool. So do you have anything else? You have my audience's full attention. Do you want them to go follow you? Do you want them to check your stuff out? Do you want to plug anything? What do you?
Yeah, make sure you guys go follow my TikTok. Again, it's Ben, Ben underscore Ledbetter, LEDBETTER. Make sure you guys go follow my Instagram too. It's Ben, LED22. I need some more followers and I only have like 900. So
have
I need
you-
to.
Have you tried pushing people over there, like during?
I have been like during lives. I'm like, next person who goes follow my Instagram, I'll follow you back.
Uh-huh.
No one ever does. I'm like, oh, that's dumb, but whatever.
You got to really gamify it. Like, you got to hammer that for like a couple minutes. Big, like, hey, whoever goes and follows me, comment below, done, and I'm gonna follow back everybody. And like,
yeah, I just wait for the notification to come up, so I can like actually see who it was and stuff. But I just want to emphasize, make sure you guys listen to Rob's tips, especially post as much as you can. That's the most important tip, in my opinion, because I wasn't posting. I was posting probably 3 to 5 times a day, but when I stepped it up to 8 to 10 times a day, I gained drastically more followers immediately. So make sure you guys do that. Make sure you guys keep listening to Rob. He's helped me out a lot. I'm sure he'll help you out too. Get into the mentorship program. He'll customize your guys's plans and help you gain crap ton of followers. I gained almost 100,000 followers in that, so make sure you guys go do that.
And I'm not telling him to say this.
No, he's not. 100%. Like, when I first started the mentorship program, I don't remember, I had like 15, maybe 20,000, like around there. When I ended, I had like 95 to 100K. Like, I was really close to 100K. He'll help you guys out a lot. Make sure you guys sub to YouTube if you haven't already. Make sure you guys stay tuned for updates, especially algorithm. I think that's the most important. When the algorithm changes, make sure you guys watch those videos. They're helpful. You'll gain a lot of followers by looking at those.
All right. I got 3 more questions for you. That just brought up more questions.
All right.
Perfect. First, how did you find me? You found me on YouTube?
Yeah. One day I looked up, I think it was like how to gain more followers on TikTok. And the first one that came up was yours.
Now, did you like binge watch my content? Like, what was the progression of like you consuming my content?
So I watched, it was like the how to gain followers. And then I saw one of the algorithm updates and I just kind of like, I think I watched like 5 videos the first day.
Jesus
Christ. Then, yeah. And then I came back like a few weeks later and I just like watched a lot of your videos and stuff that I just wanted to kind of like pound in my brain and make sure I was doing everything right. And then I kind of started slowly. I probably was gaining like 50 followers a day, which at that point was like crazy to me.
Uh-huh.
But I'm gaining like 3,000 followers a day minimum, which is even crazier. So
what was like the turning point where you're like, fuck it, I'll sign up for the mentorship program?
I was struggling to gain followers. You know, I was like right at 10,000. I was gaining not a lot of followers a day. I'm like, I want to be like real about this. Like, I want to actually like give myself a name and try to like, I mean, I'm not doing anything else right now. I had an internship in my church over the summer. Before that, I didn't have anything at all. And so I was like, I need to do something productive. And I think I can really, if I really want to do this, I can do it. Because I know a lot of, like, I saw how many verified creators are out there. And you're like, they didn't think they could do it either. And look where they are now. So I'm like, why not? Let's go for it. Full send. Let's do it.
You like the Note Boys?
I do. They're hilarious.
I tried to watch some of their content, and I'm like, fuck. I feel like it's like just too slow pace for me.
It is slow pace, but it's like once they get into it, once you get into it, they're awesome. But they also, you know, are very towards our generation because of, you know, they have like shotgun tolls and all that kind of stuff. And like they sell like cup pong and stuff, but you didn't hear that from me. So
you encourage people. You said the number one piece of advice that I give is post more. Yeah. How long do you spend every day creating TikTok content?
Sometimes it takes me a while to find all the pictures for green screen because sometimes they don't all fit and it's really annoying to find the right picture. But
If you were being a perfectionist, like if you had to round it out, like in a week, how many hours do you spend a day if you had to round it out?
Every day, I would say 1 hour, 2 hours.
1 hour. Maybe. So in 1 hour, doing it 1 hour a day, 30 days, maybe 60 days, you could get 300,000 followers. That doesn't sound like a bad fucking deal to me. You know?
No.
Cool. I just wanted the people to hear that because one of the number one comments that I get is, Rob, I don't know how I'm supposed to make this much content. It's going to take me all day. But it's like, yo, if you want fucking followers, you got to do a little bit of work. You know?
Exactly. People always come into my lives and like, how do you gain followers? I'm like, you got to be consistent about your content. That's the most important thing. You got to post all the time. And they're like, well, I only post 2 times a day. I'm like, sorry, you're not going to grow. You got to put in the work.
Yeah, you're just
it might take weeks for you to gain followers. Who freaking cares? You're going to, if once you get the hang of what you're doing, you're going to grow faster than you ever thought you would.
So many people don't realize that. Like, Rob, I put out content. I try this, I try that. I'm like, yeah, your content fucking sucks. The only thing
you know why it's make it's because it's the young kids that say that and they have Androids that are like 10 years old and the quality of your content matters, the lighting matters, and people when they complain about stuff because they don't have those elements in their videos, like yeah, it's small, but the small things make your videos better. So I saw people getting ring lights and I was like, what's a ring light? I was like, I've never seen one of these before. And I bought one and I was like, this probably won't even help, but it better be safe than sorry. And I started like getting more views on my videos once I got the lighting, because the lighting actually, like, what's going to be more appealing to your eyes? Someone sitting in the dark holding a camera to their face or someone who actually has good lighting and they're talking about something like, both might be interesting topics. But you're going to be more intrigued to watch something that has like bright colors rather than something dark.
No, yeah, you're 100% right, you know. But all right, perfect. That was a great ending. So again, everybody go follow him. I'm going to link out to him in the description. If somebody was only going to follow you on one platform, say they had one token to give you, do you want it on TikTok or Instagram?
Instagram.
All right, cool. You guys heard it from him. Ben, thanks again so much for hopping on. I know.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Appreciate you for having me.
Of course, I appreciate it.
That being said, guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I cannot wait to see you guys in the next episode. Again, if you guys are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please give the podcast a 5-star rating. And if you haven't already, make sure you text me. I'm going to leave my phone number in the description of this video. Thank you so much.